it is time to play the puzzle. Joining me is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here. And there's some exciting news. You were a clue on Jeopardy.
Yeah, last Thursday night on Double Jeopardy. It was for $2,000. Don't know if you saw it. The category was, I am not a practicing lawyer. Mm-hmm. And the clue was, 10 years after graduating from Virginia Law, he was the puzzle master on NPR's Weekend Edition. And I'm happy to report I was answered correctly.
So $2,000 on the upside.
That's it.
And Will, the big surprise for me from this Jeopardy clue was that you went to law school, which I never realized.
Yeah, most people don't know that because I don't talk about it, but I do have a JD from Virginia. And I also have the world's only college degree in enigmatology from Indiana University. It's quite the combination.
Which would make you a puzzle master.
That's it.
Okay, well, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I said, name a famous singer, first and last names, change the last three letters of each name to an E, and you'll name a well-known landmark. What is it? Well, the singer is Whitney Houston, and you make that change, you get White House. How cool is that?
That's great, and it was a big hit, actually. We got over 1,200 correct responses. Our randomly selected winner is Aaron Morris from Ventura, California. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Aaron, I have some inside knowledge about you, which is that you started doing puzzles at a very young age.
Yeah, it used to be a tradition in my family that we would all go over to my grandparents for dinner on Sundays, and he would be sitting in the den doing the New York Times Sunday crossword puzzle, and I would be sitting on his lap, and you know, I'd watch him do the puzzle, and I'd try to help him in whatever little way I could, and it was a tradition for quite a while.
Oh, that's so sweet. And it was the New York Times?
Yeah, it was the New York Times Sunday crossword.
Do you have a question for Will?
Yeah, it actually has to do with what I was just talking about. You know, for me, the crossword puzzle was kind of a tradition between me and my grandfather, and I was wondering if it was like some sort of family puzzling tradition in your family.
Yeah, good question. But no, it wasn't. I just picked this up on my own. No one else in my family did puzzles when I was growing up.
Okay, Aaron, you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am. I've been waiting for this moment.
Good. All right, Will, take it away.
All right, Aaron and Renee. It's an easy puzzle today. I'm going to give you two words. Drop a letter from the first word to name a category of things, and drop a letter from the second word to name something in that category. For example, if I said fury, F-U-R-Y, and stable, S-T-A-B-L-E, you would say fur and sable, dropping one letter from each word. Here's number one. Three, T-H-R-E-E, and popular.
That would be tree and poplar.
That's right. Number two is mental and cropper.
That would be metal and copper.
Nice. Inspect, mouth.
What was the second word?
Mouth, M-O-U-T-H.
That would be insect and moth.
Uh-huh. Statue and marine, M-A-R-I-N-E.
That would be state and Maine.
Good. Stool, S-T-O-O-L. Loathe, L-O-A-T-H-E.
That would be a tool and lathe.
Uh-huh. Splice, S-P-L-I-C-E. Stage, S-T-A-G-E.
That would be spice and sage.
Uh-huh. Shove, plump. P-L-U-M-P.
The first word, you said shove? Oh, uh-huh. that would be shoe and pump.
That's it. Germ, G-E-R-M. Rugby, R-U-G-B-Y.
That would be gem and ruby.
That's it. Chard, C-H-A-R-D. Acne, A-C-N-E.
That would be card and ace.
Uh-huh. Tirade, T-I-R-A-D-E. And Manson, M-A-N-S-O-N.
That would be trade and Mason.
Good. Gaps, G-A-P-S. And Aragon, A-R-A-G-O-N.
That would be gas and argon.
Nice. Ment, M-E-A-N-T. And beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N.
Meat and bacon.
That's it. And here's your last one. Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, and newsman.
That would be actor and Newman.
Newman is right. Good job.
Excellent job. So that was Aaron Morris from Ventura, California. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for having me.
And Will, what's your next week's challenge?
Yes, name a common article of apparel in three letters and another one in four letters, and rearrange all seven letters to name a well-known three-word song title. What is it? So again, an article of apparel in three letters and another in four letters. Rearrange all seven letters to name a well-known three-word song title. What song is it?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. And just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, March 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. That would be, of course, Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Renee.